while their relationship was clicking.
How long did the camera remain in your possession?
About a year and a half.
But
I gave my daughter the camera.
As a gift?
No.
Should this ex change his focus?
From a moral perspective, I would think twice about keeping it. You will never take a happy picture with it.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
21-year-old Patricia Bachmeier and her father Jerome are suing Patricia's ex-boyfriend, 21-year-old Alec Eisman, for the return of a camera.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 511 on the calendar in the matter of Bachmeier versus Eisman.
Thank you.
Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
How old are you, Ms. Bachmeier?
I'm 21 years old.
How long was Mr. Eisman your boyfriend?
2.5 years.
And was it an exclusive relationship for the two of you?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. On what day, Mr. Eisman, did this camera that's the subject of this case first come into your possession?
It was 2 summers ago, close to the end of the summer, probably sometime in August.
August of 2016?
Yes.
I'd like you to tell me the circumstances surrounding the camera coming into your possession.
Yes, Your Honor. Well, she arrived at my house one day, and she had a bag with her. And within that bag was a wrapped box.
Objection. It was not wrapped.
Just a second. Okay. That was a foolish thing to say, actually.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We were in my room, and she gave me the wrapped box, to which I peeled back and eventually found that there was a Canon name printed on it.
On a box?
On a box, yes. And I had been talking about getting a camera for a while. I'd even asked her at one point. I knew that her dad was into photography. I asked her if maybe he would be able to give me a camera at some point. You know, maybe I could pay $400, $500 for a cheap camera of his, because he does have a lot. I started looking on Craigslist after. I couldn't find one through him. Wasn't able to find anything on Craigslist for a price I was willing to pay. And I kind of just forgot about it for a couple weeks until she came with the gift to my house.
With the camera?
With the camera, yes.
That's in August of 2016?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how long did the camera remain in your possession starting from August of 2016?
About a year and a half.
I want you to think carefully. Until what month and year?
It was right after 3 weeks after we had broken up, so sometime late March of 2017.
And during that year and a half, did you use the camera?
Yes.
Did you take photographs that you shared with the plaintiff?
Yes, I did, actually. I sent her, after we had broken up, I sent her pictures.
Not after. I'm talking about during the time you were together. You took pictures together?
Yeah, we took pictures together.
Using that camera?
Yes.
Okay. And you never heard from her father?
No,
about the camera?
Never a call, never a text, anything.
And you never called, texted, or wrote to him about the camera?
No, ma'am, I did not.
How many cameras do you have, Mr. Bachmeier?
Without that one, I have 2.
So you had 3 cameras?
Yes, ma'am.
Altogether?
That's correct.
So it's not as if you have 50?
No.
You have 3?
Yes, ma'am.
And where do you keep the other 2?
In my closet.
Where in the closet?
I have a 3-stack shelf, and I have all my cameras there.
Well, you had 3 cameras there until August of 2016, and then you only had 2 cameras.
That's correct.
So it's clear to me that in a year and a half, you would have noticed that one of the cameras was missing.
Yes, ma'am.
And did you notice from August of 2016 until March of 2017 that the camera was missing?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, if the camera was missing, it was either stolen or something happened to it. So I assume you found out what happened with the camera. Tell me when you found out that the camera was missing and who did you have a discussion with?
I gave my daughter the camera in January or February of 2016.
As a gift?
No. She called me from college, and she asked me if I had an extra camera that her and Alec could borrow to take pictures, because she was involved in doing rock climbing, ice climbing, different events that they wanted to participate in, and they wanted to take pictures of. And I said, yes, you can borrow that.
Fine. So as far as a third person was concerned, your daughter had control, if nothing else was said, of that camera.
That's correct.
And your daughter came home from college when?
I honestly don't remember.
Listen to me, Ms. Bachmeier, because I can find out easily. When did you come home from college?
I came home in May.
May of 2016?
That's correct.
And did you stay at home?
Yes.
for the summer and for the next year?
For the 2016 summer, I stayed and worked at home, and then I went back to school in the fall.
When you stayed and worked at home, from May until the fall, the camera was not with you.
That's correct.
That's correct. Okay. So, Mr. Bachmeier, now your daughter is home, May, June, July, August, at least 4 months, and the camera that you turned over to her is not there.
I have something to say. Okay.
Did you ask her where the camera was?
No.
Weren't you curious? She brought home her stuff from college.
She did not live with me at the time.
Who did she live with?
Her mother.
Whether she lived with you or not, are you telling me you didn't see her from May until September?
I've seen her not that much, no, not over that summer. She was working at the city, and her and Alec were hanging out a lot.
So Mr. Eisman was home too?
Yes, ma'am. They both worked together at the same company.
And then you went back to school in September?
Correct.
Now, camera stayed in Mr. Eisman's possession until after you broke up.
Correct.
And you broke up in March of 2017.
Yes, ma'am.
And then what happened with the camera?
I asked for it back in May.
Okay, so March, April, and May, you said to him, what?
I would like to use the camera when I go to Hawaii.
Would like to use it when I go to Hawaii.
Correct.
And he said?
Sure, that's fine. And so I kept it.
Just a second.
Okay.
So I would like to use it, mm-hmm. and he gave it back to you. Not in March, not April, but in May. And when were you going to Hawaii?
I believe in May. It could have been April, though, also. I'm not sure.
So he said sure, and mm-hmm. he gave it
yes.
to you. And then what happened?
And then he asked to use it before I went to Vietnam.
So you came back from
Correct.
Hawaii in April or May.
Yep.
And don't cross your hands now. He asked for the camera back.
Right.
When did he ask for the camera back?
Late August.
In August, so you would have the camera May, June, and July.
Correct.
So he said, I want the camera back.
No, he said, I would like to use it if you're not going to use it when you go to Southeast Asia.
And you said?
I said that would be okay. And I have text message proof of this.
I'd like to take a look at your text message.
Sure.
Oh. Stay here.
Stay.
Okay.
Not convincing, Ms. Bachmeier.
He never says not, my camera or not, uses not, any.
Not convincing.
I'd just like to point out.
It's not, just a second, not convincing. Okay. So you still have the camera. That's
yes,
what the
I
case
do.
Is about. Okay. It's clear to me that she made a gift to you of the camera.
I did not and make a gift of the camera.
Now it's time for it to be over, and it's time for me to rule based upon what you showed me and what I've heard, that the camera has been, but for a brief period of time, in his sole possession for the last almost 2 years.
It wasn't in his sole possession.
You didn't hear what I said.
Oh.
You were too busy. That being said, and I believe it was a gift, it's an expensive item. Now, Mr. Eisman, while you and Ms. Bachmeier were together, did you give her any very expensive items?
Yeah, I did get her
Like what?
I got her some Birkenstocks for her.
Birkenstock?
Yeah. I mean, compared to the camera.
Just a second. I'm asking you a question. Don't be a wise guy.
Yeah.
I'm asking you a question because this is your mother sitting here.
Yes.
So if your mom is being a reasonable person and trying to instill responsibility in her child and a sense of morality and fair play, I'm sure your mother would say the same thing to you. Otherwise, she's not.
Yes.
If you and the plaintiff had exchanged expensive presents mm-hmm. over the course of your two-year relationship, you bought her expensive earrings. The only thing she had to give to you was an expensive camera that you
yes.
wanted. You bought her a watch. She bought you cufflinks, that kind of exchange of expensive presents, then I would say, you know what? I'm not asking her for the return of the jewelry that I bought for her, and she gave me the camera. Do you follow me?
Yes.
Just a sec. I'm just asking you if you follow
yes,
me.
Yes.
Yes, good. So we're talking about not legal, we're talking about mm-hmm. teaching your child morality.
Correct.
And if you're talking about teaching your child morality, that means he broke up with his girlfriend who gave, or she broke up with him, however that happened, and she has the only expensive item that they ever exchanged was a camera. And if the relationship is no longer viable, and if that's the only expensive item, a moral person would say, you want the camera back, you don't want me to appear foolish, he'd give her the camera back and wouldn't make a fuss about it. And you look like a nice lady who spends money on jewelry, you'd manage to put together a couple of bucks and buy your son a camera if he wanted it. That's it. That's the moral end of it. The legal end of it is, I believe you made him a gift, and I believe you want it back because the relationship is no longer viable, and I'm not so sure that you weren't sort of trying to remain friends even after the official breakup in March. And that's why we're here today. In any event, I think from a legal perspective, the camera belongs to you, sir. From a moral perspective, I would think twice about keeping it. You will never take a happy picture with it. Mm-hmm. There's a karma in this world, and you won't take a happy picture with it. We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I think she's correct. I think she made a really good point that it is...
I mean, it's kind of what I expected from the start. It's not like she didn't give me a gift.
Would be the moral thing for him to give it back to me because it's the only expensive gift that we have exchanged.
I don't know why she was trying to say it wasn't.
Well, it wasn't a gift. I never wrapped it, but...
Told me that she actually got it through her uncle, so it's a bunch of baloney that she got it from her dad. That's what I heard.
I've learned to not lend people your expensive things that you need back in high emotional situations.
I thought it was interesting what she said about, you know, karma coming back to bite you.
Well, that karma will bite you if you're not...
Because I think this is karma for her, in a way.
You're not doing the right thing.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Berman versus Edmonds. Step forward.
Teacher Jennifer Berman is suing Andrea Edmonds for tutoring Andrea's son.
Miss Berman, you were tutoring Miss Edmonds' son in what courses?
Chemistry and algebra.
And his mother retained you when?
In October of 2017.
When did you start tutoring him?
Soon after she contacted me.
Date?
I'm not sure off the top of my head.
It was October 17th.
And what was the financial arrangement you worked out with his mother?
She would pay me $50 per hour.
Is that the arrangement?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you started on October 17th, what's your name?
Benjamin Edmonds.
Did Benjamin come to your house or did you go to his house?
Neither. We met at a coffee shop up the street.
Is there any reason for that?
Convenience.
Whose convenience? It's more convenient for him to meet at his house.
Correct. I wasn't able to travel there, and due to my work and schedule, we agreed to meet at the coffee shop.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Benjamin, listen to me. I didn't pass chemistry, and I had my chemistry teacher as my tutor. And I became a relatively successful person. If it's not your thing, I'm sure you have certain things that are your thing.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Teacher Jennifer Berman says Andrea Edmonds owes for tutoring services for her son.
Now, when you agreed to meet at the coffee shop starting October 17th, did you discuss that with his mother?
Yes. She drove him.
Okay, so it required her getting into the car.
Correct.
So she had to bring him to the coffee shop. Now, did all of the tutoring sessions in October and November all take place at the coffee shop?
I believe towards the end of November, we started having hybrid. So we were meeting both at the coffee shop and online, but depending on Andrea's work schedule.
Because she had to drive him?
Correct.
When did you start meeting online totally?
The beginning of January.
Yeah.
And it's that period of time, all during the time of October, November, and December, when you would meet with Benjamin, you were paid your $50 an hour.
Correct.
It's the January bills that are at issue?
Not all of them. So we met hybrid part of January, the first half of January. So we were also meeting at the coffee shop at that time. So when we met at the coffee shop, she would pay me at that time.
Pay you at that time for your meetings in the coffee shop?
In addition to meeting online.
So she did, in fact, pay you online?
Yes.
For the online payments in January?
For some of them.
More than one?
Yes.
Okay. And Ms. Edmonds, you had to have known you were paying for some online payments because you weren't driving him and he can't drive.
Yes.
So you knew that at least some of the tutorial sessions were being conducted online.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What months are we here in court today about?
January, the second half. We started meeting on January 18th to study for his midterm. And our last day meeting together for the midterm was on January 24th. However, after his midterm, after he failed his midterm,
okay,
we met for an additional session in January.
After the midterm?
After the midterm.
Did you meet online or in person?
Yes, online.
So starting on the 18th, you never met in person?
Correct.
You only met online?
Correct.
Why?
because of Andrea's work schedule, she was not able to drive him to Starbucks to meet me.
And you discussed that with her?
Correct.
And you acknowledge that part of the sessions with Benjamin were done online, and you acquiesced to those being done online because you paid her in December and January. It was the period of time after mid-January, when she was not paid because you were not meeting in person, and after Benjamin failed both of his midterms, that you didn't pay her.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Now, Officer Byrd, I don't know about you in chemistry and algebra.
I did well.
Did you?
Oh, yes.
Did you?
Yes.
See, his brain works that way. I don't know what you do with chemistry or algebra.
Play Jeopardy.
He has that kind of brain.
Cases, real people. Judge Judy. Teacher Jennifer Berman says Andrea Edmonds owes for tutoring services for her son.
Now, it was the period of time after mid-January, after Benjamin failed both of his midterms, that you didn't pay her.
It was 8 sessions in 1 week to prepare for the midterm.
It was 8 sessions, Your Honor.
That were not paid. And
just
I had...
Just a second. Well,
yes,
Ms. Edmonds, let me ask you this question.
Yes, ma'am.
You say I didn't pay because she was tutoring him online, but you knew about the online. Not after the fact, before the fact. You knew about online because sometimes you couldn't bring him, and you paid her when she did tutor him online in November or December, part of January. You did, in fact, pay her for those hours she spent with Benjamin, and I'm sure that you conferred with Benjamin and say, did you, in fact, spend this time with Miss Berman online? And you paid her for the online payment, so it's not as if you didn't know about them. You knew about them. So this is my question to you. If he had passed the midterms, would you have paid her?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you owe her $450 because that's the amount of time she spent with him. Listen, if he had passed the midterms, you would have paid her because it would have been, in your mind, successful. Benjamin, listen to me.
No.
I didn't pay. Oh, yes.
I'm sorry.
Benjamin, listen to me. I didn't pass chemistry. And I had my chemistry teacher as my tutor. And I became a relatively successful person. If it's not your thing, I'm sure you have certain things that are your thing. I squeaked by algebra. I don't know how. Sometimes the best efforts, if your brain doesn't work in that way, because you look like a nice boy, I'm sure you do okay in certain subjects in school.
Yeah.
What subjects? Stand next to your mother.
I usually do well in English.
Okay.
Most of the time I do well in history.
You're engineering?
Yeah, and engineering.
They say you do okay. You get C's or better?
I usually get C's.
But you pass?
Yeah, I pass.
Okay. Do you apply yourself in those subjects?
When I can, yes. Yeah. I am going to admit that I don't always, but however, I did apply myself when I was being tutored by Jen.
You did. You tried.
I tried.
You tried.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, it's not her fault. Your brain doesn't work that way. And it doesn't mean that you can't be a most successful human being and a most successful person. Now, Officer Byrd, I don't know about you in chemistry and algebra.
I did well.
Did you?
Oh, yes.
See, his brain works that way. He has that kind of brain. I don't know what you do with chemistry or algebra.
Play Jeopardy.
I don't know what you do with it. You help me with math every once in a while. You have to pay the bill, Miss Edmonds. $450. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
So we moved in this girl.
Absolutely.
She had a hissy fit and spilled wine all over the wall.
The next day, I'm locked out of the house.
He doesn't want your girlfriend back. He doesn't want his house destroyed.
Judge Judy.
If if you would hire somebody to cut your lawn and your lawn looks horrible.
When you have a personal trainer at a gym and you meet with a trainer once or twice a week,
you wouldn't pay the bill.
And the trainer gives you exercises to do in between sessions, and the trainer gives you an exercise program.
And I don't believe that we're responsible.
And you don't follow them, then you're not going to get the results you want. And that's exactly what happened in this session.
For a week of cramming sessions where the result was an F.
Did not come prepared. He had every excuse in the book. He had to go to the bathroom. His computer was upgrading.
I just don't feel that it was our responsibility whatsoever.
He did not prepare ahead of time, so the preparation is really on his end.
Your daughter went into rehab. She was heavily addicted to drugs.
Yes.
An ex is called upon to rescue a pet.
And her mother said, either you take the dog or I'm sending it to the pound.
That dog means a lot to me.
Years later, she's back.
She came in and said, well, I'm going to take Molly. I said, you're not.
He tried grabbing the leash from Molly, and there's a little bit of scuffle because of the fact that he's trying to get to Molly.
I had to call the police.
You're all nuts.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Charles Green is suing his ex-roommate, Deanna Rebahan, for a loan, rent, the return of a dog, and an assault.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 543 on the calendar in the matter of Green versus Rebahan.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat.
Mr. Green, you and Ms. Rebahan had a relationship for how many years?
We dated for probably 2 to 3 years.
Did you remain friends after you dated?
Yes.
Just friends?
Just friends.
Not intimate friends?
No.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
And Ms. Rebahan, there came a time when you went into a rehab program. For what?
All substances. I just say everything.
Tell me when you went into rehab.
I went in January of 2015 into one, and then I ended up going for like 7 months to another. So that I ended up being done with treatment in it was March of 2017. Or 16.
And you have a child.
I have a child.
How old?
She's 3.
So that child was born either right before you went into rehab in 2000?
She was born before I went to treatment.
Was she born addicted to drugs?
She was born addicted to oxycodones.
Who took care of her?
My best friend, Christine. She was the foster mom.
And did she remain in foster care with your friend until you were released from rehab?
Yes.
Was she formally returned to you through the court, or did your friend just return her to you?
She returned her to me.
So she was not formally released to you from a court?
No.
Was she still under court jurisdiction?
Yes, I was not allowed to have her.
But your friend gave her to you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Where is she now?
She's with me. This was a long time ago. She's been with me for a year and a half.
Was she ever formally released to you by the court?
Yes, she was.
During what period of time did you live with Mr. Green?
I lived with him for 5 months. And that
from when to when?
That was from September until February.
And he took you in after you were released from rehab?
No, that's not correct.
When did he take you in?
He took me in from September to February.
Well,
I went out of treatment years ago. Because I lost my apartment. We had cockroaches in this place I moved into, and he saved me from having to live there anymore. So I stayed with him until I got a new place, and that's what I did. It took me 5 months to find a new place to live.
How do you support yourself?
I clean houses. And I was a student at SEC, taking business management for hotel resort management at Spokane Community College.
Are you still under the jurisdiction of the family court?
I haven't been involved with family court for 2 years.
I'm not following your time frame. You said you first went into rehab in 2015.
Yeah.
And you were in rehab off and on, according to you, for years.
Yeah, for almost 2 years.
This is only beginning of 2018.
Okay, well,
And if you had your daughter back for 2 years, that would be 2000, minimally 16, which would...
My daughter's third birthday, I had her with me already. That is already a done deal. I've had her with
you,
me...
Just a second. Well, you just told me she was 3.
She's turning 4 next month. My daughter is. She'll be 4 next month.
I'm not following your time frame.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get it right for you. My daughter, I was still involved with family court because they don't just give your daughter back to you. They work it slowly.
Just a second.
And so,
I've worked in family
court. Okay, so
court.
I had her, like, for 6 months living with me before I was actually released with her to, like, legally just go wherever I wanted to. So I was working with them for over 2 years, almost 2 years, because she was born addicted, and then I had gotten her back. My best friend gave her back to me, and then they came back and got her again, put her in a different foster home. And then that's where...
I knew we were going to get to a story.
That's exactly what it is.
I knew, just a second. I knew we were going to get to a story.
Yeah.
So what happened was you took your daughter back from your friend without family court approval. They found out about it, and they removed her from you again.
Immediately.
And this time placed her with somebody else, not your friend, because they couldn't trust your friend not to give her back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, all that happened within the last 2 years. When was the last time you were in contact with a social worker from family court?
Since June of 2017. I don't know the exact dates, but I know that I've had my daughter forever, and this is irrelevant to the case, but yeah, totally irrelevant and nothing to do with my daughter at all. This is kind of it's a dirty deed is what it is, and that's not cool, but...
Well, it has something to do with the case, because that's why Mr.
Dog.
Green...
It's not nothing
it
to do with
my dog. Just... Pay careful attention to me. Has to do with two things. Mr. Green says, three things. Mr. Green says that you owe him for rent. I'm not so sure. Because he took you in, he knew you had no place to go. He knew you had no job. He knew you were a mess. He knew you had a three-year-old. I don't think that he expected initially you to pay him rent. Is that correct, Mr. Green?
That's right.
This has been a long time since this has happened. I don't understand why this is even brought up, but I don't understand why he's even a drug addict and losing my child. That's good. That's got nothing to do with the case whatsoever. But thank you. I see this is going to work out.
So I don't think that when she came to live with you, you expected rent.
Not for the first while, no. Because I wanted to give her a chance to get on her feet.
Correct. How much of a chance did you give her to get on her feet before you wanted her to pay you rent?
I have to say she lived 7 months, and I gave her the chance to 3 months.
Mr. Green, who do you live with?
Me, myself, and I.
Tell me what kind of premises you have.
I didn't hear that.
You have a one-bedroom, a two-bedroom, you live in a house.
Oh, I have a two-bedroom house.
Okay, and the defendant lived there with you for, according to you, 7 months, and you let her have... the first few months without rent.
That's correct.
When did she first come to live with you?
It was mid-June.
June of what year?
Of 2017.
And she moved out in February?
The end of February, yes.
And tell me the circumstances surrounding her leaving.
She had finally found a place to stay, which was good because it was not very comfortable with what was going on there.
Well, you're going to tell me what was going on there.
What happened was it turned into not my house. It turned out like she made it to look like her house. My people that, my friends, my family did not come around anymore. It was just, it made the house non-livable because of the attitude.
For you.
Exactly.
It's your house. So when did you ask her to leave?
Back in October, November, I asked her, you need to find another place to live.
Okay, and she finally did in February.
Yes.
And the place you found to live was where?
I got a house over in the city.
Who lives there?
Me, my daughter, and my dog. Well, my son and my granddaughter are now, because this is my son's girlfriend, ex-girlfriend. She's living with Charlie now, and I'm taking care of her daughter. And my son stays there, too, and he works nights. I take care of her daughter. She hasn't seen her in months. And she's been a part of my life since my son was 14, so she knows all about everything that's going on.
Who was your son living with?
My son's staying at my house. They were together.
Who was he?
Oh, he was living with Charlie as well. He was sorry.
When you were in rehab?
He was living with Charlie as well. When I left with my dog with him, my son was living there as well. And then he got a girlfriend and he kicked everybody out and then he kept my dog. That's what we're here for.
We're forgetting about the rent business.
Yes.
I'm forgetting about the rent business. We're moving on to the dog. You say that when the defendant left, she took your dog and there was an altercation the
yes.
day she left. Do you want to tell me about that altercation and the dog?
The dog is... registered, and am I the owner?
Okay? I'd like to see that.
This is from the Spokane County Animal Control, and it shows that I've been the owner since 2015, I believe, on there.
That's when I went to treatment.
Shh. The dog's name is Molly.
Yes.
And the dog has been with you since 2015.
Yep.
And that's about the same time that the defendant went into rehab.
Yes.
Okay, so before that, the dog lived with her.
Yes, it was.
And when she came out of rehab, she lived someplace else that had bugs and it was bad, and the dog still lived with you.
Yes, I got a call from her mother stating that if I wanted the dog, because if I didn't, she was going to get it, take it to the pound.
When did you get a call from her mother? Was that in 2015?
Yes.
This is her mother?
Yes.
Great. Stand. Your daughter went into rehab in 2015.
Yes.
She was heavily addicted to drugs.
Yes.
Which messed up her brain.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, she had a dog.
Molly.
She left the dog with you.
Yes.
Pay careful attention. When she left the dog with you, did you have any other dogs?
Yes.
How many other dogs did you have?
One.
What kind of dog did you have?
A Dachshund.
And what kind of dog did your daughter have?
A pit bull.
She had a pit bull named Molly.
Uh-huh.
And you called Mr. Green.
Yes.
I want to hear what you said to Mr. Green, because what you said to him had to have resulted in him taking Molly.
Yes.
So he didn't come and steal Molly from you.
No.
Okay, your daughter, I don't want you to speak.
I'm sorry.
You know, I'm beginning to question the fact that you're taking care of two little children. I'm telling you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'm not sure why you wanted to live with that kind of energy.
Compassion.
Your Honor, could I say one thing, if I may?
Do you think that your daughter has a problem?
Yes.
Me too.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Charles Green says, ex-roommate Deanna Rebahan owes for a loan, rent, a dog, and an assault. Deanna is countersuing for stolen property and a false arrest.
Okay. When you called him, you had been placed in charge of Molly.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And you called Mr. Green and said what?
Molly had attacked my doxy.
And?
And I called Charlie up to let him know that I couldn't keep Molly.
And said what to him? Well, I mean, if he called me and said, I can't keep Molly, I would say, what does that have to do with me? You can't meet, but that's a, so you
yes,
called him
I would
and
have
said,
had to have, yes, I would have had to put her somewhere else.
Where else?
Probably
put her in boarding school?
No, probably a rescue.
A shelter?
Yes.
Where somebody would have adopted her.
Yes.
Where someone would have adopted her.
Yes.
And he said, no, I'll take her.
Yes.
Fine. Then the dog is his. You have to understand, you left your mother in charge of the dog.
You're
your
right.
Mother was going to, listen to me very carefully, your mother was going to put the dog in a shelter in the hopes of, instead of euthanizing the dog, someone would have adopted her.
My dog's almost dead.
Listen to
like
me.
14 years old.
Listen to me carefully.
Okay.
The dog belongs to Mr. Green.
Mr. Green.
Now, you left in February. She's had the dog since February?
What happened at the end of February, there was an incident at my house that she was moving out. She came in and said, well, I'm going to take Molly. I said, no, you're not.
Your mom gave me the dog.
I mean, and I've licensed it and taken care of it.
I love it.
So there was an incident that she got physically, and I had to call the police for a domestic violence call.
How physical?
How physical?
What kind of physical?
Well, she threw Molly's water dish at me. She threw a bottle of Gatorade at me. She also came by and tried to hit me. She poured a whole brand new deal of maple syrup on my kitchen floor and then went out the door with Molly and got to her car and then pulled out some mace and tried to spray me with that, and then she took off.
Where was her three-year-old all during this time?
The child was outside in the car.
He doesn't know better.
During this incident, when you were arguing with Mr. Green over Molly,
yes,
where was your daughter?
My daughter was with her daddy, and her daddy was sitting out in his car with his roommate, that he's got a roommate. They were both outside.
Listen.
And so my daughter was sleeping in the car.
Your daughter?
Sleeping in the car. We were in the
your
house
daughter?
Arguing. We weren't outside.
Your daughter was with her father.
Her father, yes.
Outside in the car?
In the car, mm-hmm. Talking to, he was standing outside the car talking.
Listen to me carefully, Mr. Green. I'm going to try to be as plain spoken as I can. I don't know what the hold is, but I know that it would be difficult to live with that kind of energy. So I'm not sure why you wanted to live with that kind of energy. I'm not sure.
Compassion.
Okay.
Well, I saw words they were living before.
Okay.
Your Honor, could I say one thing, if I may?
Sure.
It was till Deanna could get him. I just wanted to say that, till Deanna could get her back. That's all I need to say.
Listen.
Thank you for watching the dog.
You got a couple of things to think about. Do you think that your daughter has a problem?
Yes.
Me too.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She's not going to leave you alone if you have this dog. And I wouldn't want that energy around me if I were normal. Now, I'm not so sure you're normal.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Charles Green claims ex-roommate Deanna Rebehan moved out owing for rent and a loan. He's also suing for the return of a dog and an assault.
Now, if I were you and I was smart, Mr. Green, what I would do is say, I don't want the dog. I don't want any connection to her. Do you understand? Now, if you maintain a connection with her for any reason, I don't know who this waif is. Does she live with you?
She's living with Mary now, but we are just friends.
Listen to me. Compassion is one thing. Stupidity is another. Do you understand?
Yep.
I don't know what your drill is. I don't know what your thing is. I would forget about the dog because I would cut any tie with her, because if I say to you, and I actually believe that legally the dog is yours, she's not going to leave you alone. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
She's not going to leave you alone if you have this dog. And I wouldn't want that energy around me if I were normal. Now, I'm not so sure you're normal. I'm speaking seriously, and it's not fun. I'm not sure you're normal, because I couldn't live with that energy, because I'm not so sure about that energy right now. Having long experience, I'm not so sure about energy. And I don't know who this waif is that's looking at me with blue eyes. I have no idea who she is. I know she's a person who has a child, right? That doesn't live with you. That lives with her.
Because it's kind of the same thing with the dog is happening to my child right now.
You're all nuts. Okay, so she doesn't owe you any rent. I think that it's wise. If you want me to give you an order that you can go and retrieve Molly, I will do that. But that ties you to her, because she's going to get erratic one day and come to your house and break a window or break a door. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
So I think that it would be stupid for you to go and get the dog. So you have to tell me, Mr. Green, what you want.
She's man's best friend, and that dog means a lot to me.
I'll give you an order to go get her. Do you want me to give you an order so you can get the dog back?
I want the dog back.
I'm going to give you an order. You want to go and get it? Go and get it with a marshal. The dog belongs to you. Now, the next part of your case has to do with an assault, and that's the assault where she threw a dog dish at you, and she went to hit you. You filed a police report.
Yes, I did.
And I'd like to see a copy of that.
Well, that's a difficult deal.
Okay, so that you don't have a copy of the police report.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, you have a counterclaim. And your counterclaim is for false arrest. So I want you to tell me what happened on the day that you were at the house retrieving Molly.
I was moving out of his house, and I said, I'm going to leave Molly here for a few days until I get settled in the house. And he goes, we got to talk about that. And I'm like, well, there's nothing to talk about.
I just want you to tell me.
He chased me out of the house, and I said, well, I'm just going to take her now if you're not going to give her in a couple of days. I had all my stuff was still inside. Freaked out, threw a fit. I can never go back there because of what he did. And so
I want to tell me what you did.
I didn't do anything except try to grab a Molly. And I had groceries in my hand. I had a bunch of food from the refrigerator. He tried grabbing the leash from Molly. And there's a little bit of scuffle because of the fact that he's trying to get Molly. And I grabbed the groceries, fell. Maybe that's where the syrup must have come. And I don't know. I didn't see syrup because I was on my way out the door, my tunnels to the door. Got in the car, and as I'm going in the car, he came up to the hood and did that to me, and I backed up and left. And that was a simple thing. Then I later on, like 9 days later, cops come to my house and they tell me I have to go to court for a domestic violence.
Okay.
So I went to court and they dismissed it because it was ridiculous.
Just a second. Did you have a trial?
No, I've not heard from the police since.
Did you ever go to court?
No.
Did you go to court?
Yes, I did.
Yes. And you got a dismissal. He wasn't there.
It's prosecutorial discretion.
You got... Very good.
Well,
your
counterclaim
is dismissed.
He wasn't there
this
because there's no
court. This case is resolved in the following way. I am preparing an order that allows you to go and get Molly. Execute it within 5 days.
My son's dog. After I've had since she's a puppy.
5 days.
Really?
Do you understand?
My family's dog. She's 14. We've had her for 14 freaking years. She's almost
Thank
dead.
You.
You're going to give my dog away to him?
Why is that excused? You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy... Living together brought out their worst.
The police were called and you were escorted out. It's clear that you weren't getting along and you continued to sleep with him.
I had nowhere else to go.
Is there not a couch?
Judge Judy.
Okay, Judge Judy conned me into freaking coming in here thinking I was going to get my dog.
I'd do anything for that dog.
Everything's going to be fine and I get jacked up by everybody. That's what happened.
I wish them the best of luck.